Damien, this week we're starting off talking, of course, about the unemployment claims that were announced by the U.S. Department of Labor that showed that nearly 10 million people filed for unemployment over the last couple of weeks here in New Mexico. How are things looking?
Well, in New Mexico, last week more than 28,000 first-time unemployment claims were filed. That's part of the 6.6 filed nationally last week, a 99% increase over the 3.3 million the week before. So, and those numbers I expect will continue to grow for the foreseeable future.
A Searchlight New Mexico reported on actually the call-in system that is operated by the Department of Workforce Solutions in the state actually was having some issues connecting people, or people were having issues really getting through.
That's right. In fact, they've kind of shifted. They're discouraging phone calls generally, but if you do have to call in and have a claim filed or processed by phone, on the website there is a schedule, and they're encouraging people to call in based on the last digit in their social security number to kind of help streamline that process and make sure that not everyone's calling all at the same time.
Obviously, we live in a state that has a lot of rural communities in it. Access to broadband has been an issue for a very long time, pretty much since broadband was introduced. So how is this really impacting folks' ability to apply for unemployment benefits if they don't even have access to a broadband connection?
This whole public health emergency is really going to shine a light on those areas that need greater broadband access. I follow an NMSU student on Twitter who went home to Floyd. She actually works for the Roundup, and she went home to Floyd and was planning on working from home and participating in college classes from home, and their internet was down for 10 days. So, I mean, if you're in a situation where you're trying to work from home or you're trying to apply online for unemployment benefits, that certainly makes it difficult.
Now, you are able to talk with a local business owner in Las Cruces to really find out how they've been affected. Can you share with us a little bit about what you found out?
Yeah, I had a long conversation with Chris Lang, who owns Oregon Mountain Outfitters. 2 weeks ago, they had 15 employees. Now they're down to 4. They've reduced their workforce by more than 2/3. And those left are basically processing online orders. They're working really hard at staggering their hours. And he said that just the workplace in general looks very different because they're all wearing masks and gloves whenever they're boxing up orders and that sort of thing.
You're talking about a local business that has really had some success recently. I mean, they started off selling their brand at the Las Cruces Farmers Market, opened up a shop that was doing really well, so much so that they decided to open up in Albuquerque. So what does Link say about his company's future right now?
You know, at the moment, both brick and mortar stores have been temporarily shuttered. The one down on Main Street here in Las Cruces and the one in the Knob Hill area in Albuquerque. Before this crisis came along, about 15% of their sales were online. And that's for the past 4.5 years since they've been open. But right before the stay-at-home order came down from the state, the online sales jumped to more than 40%. And then, of course, after the order, it's obviously 100%. But year over year, they've seen 175% increase in online sales compared to this time last year. What Chris told me is that they really found themselves in a position from an e-commerce standpoint, to shift to online sales almost seamlessly. A lot of other small businesses are not quite that fortunate.
Damien, thanks for the update this week, and we look forward to hopefully talking with you soon, and you can let folks know where they can keep up with your work.
That's right. You can find all of our reporting online at lcsun-news.com. And of course, all of our COVID-19 reporting is not behind a paywall. It's all available for free. And of course, follow me on Twitter at Damian Willis.
Thanks, Damian. We'll talk with you soon.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, Anthony.